The first thing I would like to do, gentlemen, is have you both introduce yourself for me, please.
I'm Don Michaels. I'm a certified turf specialist for ConservFS, and I think one of the first ones to become a certified turf specialist for Growmark. I've been with ConservFS 36 years now.
I am Jim Cowens, and I am the turf marketing manager for Conserv.
Jim, why don't you answer this? Tell me about ConservFS.
ConservFS has been around since 1928. We're truly an agricultural co-op, but we have a turf division that handles the Milwaukee, Chicago, Rockford, and the northwest corner of Indiana in turf supplies. If you want to grow it, kill it, or melt it, the turf division would be who you would talk to. We have 12 outside salespeople selling into the turf industry. So if it's a non-edible crop, we have salespeople that sell into it, from golf courses, municipalities, park districts, school districts. If you play on it on the outside, we can help you with it.
Don, why don't you tell me what it means to be a certified turf specialist? What is that? What does that entail?
Well, I feel it brings credibility to what I do. Something that I have to offer that my competitors do not. I've used it numerous times to support my customers with their clientele. When they have issues and I need to meet with them and their client out on the particular job site, I can state that I'm a certified turf specialist. I've had training, and it also brings credence to what my customer is trying to either tell his client or do for his client.
So what does it take to become a certified turf specialist?
It wasn't an easy exam. What was it, Jim, a four-part exam? Or
correct. It's a four-part test.
And, you know, unlike a lot of other certifications out there, like I know there's a certified sports field manager, the certified turf specialist exam, you had to pass every part. You could not fail one part without failing the entire exam, whereas other certifications, if you fail one part, you know, you can go back and just take that one part. So I think in a lot of cases, this is a very tough exam. And it requires that you have several years of experience before you even think about taking that exam, because it's difficult.
Cindy, being manager of them, one of the nice things are that a portion of the test is they have to know how to sell. So they have to do all the features and benefits. They have to know the Growmark roadmap, sales roadmap, to be able to become a certified turf specialist. So that's besides knowing all of the ins and outs of all of their industry products that they sell, they also need to know how to sell.
Well, now I understand you have accounts with both the Chicago Cubs and the Milwaukee Brewers. That's a lot of turf there. Tell me what that involves.
It involves developing a relationship with those guys, as well as your everyday customer. I mean, it's everything I learned. It may take 3 to 5 years to develop that relationship to a point where they trust you enough to start purchasing from you. In this case, I mean, in the pros, whether it's football or baseball, they tend to be a conservative bunch because their fields are on show every day, not only in front of the public who sit in the stands, but also on national TV from time to time. So they cannot afford to have a slip-up, so to speak. That field has always got to not only play, but it's play safely, but it's also got to look pristine.
Cindy, that's one thing we bring to them, you know, as in the Growmark world, corn and beans rule the world. But in our world, it's playability and aesthetics, you know, and dealing with those two majors that you said, also the Chicago Fire, which is our soccer team, also the Chicago Bears, our football team. Besides being able to help that gentleman grow good turf, it also has to look good.
got to be safe, too. That's key, because you've got multi-million-dollar athletes playing on those surfaces, and you got to take that out of the equation if something happens. You know, they can't blame the field for any fall.
Well, and as anybody who owns a yard knows, it takes a lot of work, a lot of upkeep to make it look good. And I would imagine there's a lot involved when it comes to taking care of a field like that and making sure it doesn't have pests and diseases and that kind of thing. And you help them out with that as well, right?
Yes. And also what people don't think about at all are all the extracurricular activities that are taking place on these stadium fields now, meaning concerts, hockey games, college football games, you name it. You know, Wrigley has hosted in the last few years numerous concerts as well as a couple of collegiate football games. They just recently hosted a women's lacrosse game. In fact, Wrigley Field entered into like a 5-year contract with Northwestern University to host several sporting events, one being women's lacrosse, men's baseball. They had a collegiate football game, a couple years ago, I think. And then they've also hosted professional soccer games on the field, whereby they've got to basically take down the entire mound to level grade and sod the entire field, meaning, you know, the skinned infield as well. There's a lot of different things that go on beyond just prepping the field for a baseball game.
So, Cindy, it's more than just fertilizer, grass seed, chemicals, insecticides, and fungicides. You know, we've got, you know, more things going on a playing field besides, you know, sometimes our biggest pest are the players or the crane that they're going to put on the middle of your field or the stage that they're going to put on the middle of your field. So we've got more pests being people and wear and tear than we ever would from some insects or fungicides.
I'm looking at your website, and I see that, as you said, one of the things you said, if you melt it, that was another thing you had to, because you've got a
Correct.
Wide variety of products that you offer, not just turf. Tell me a little bit more about that, Jim.
In the ice melter world, we sell quite a bit of bulk and packaged ice melter. The Chicagoland market this year was a tremendous year for us because there was so many snow events. Snow event could be a half inch of snow, and they have to put down ice melter to prevent people from slipping and falling. Hospitals, school districts, they require to be bare blacktop or concrete after a snow event. So that has become a very good business for us.
Why did Conserve FS decide to get into this segment of the industry? As you pointed out, GrowMark is all about corn and soybeans, and really this kind of turf business is not something you really associate with GrowMark and the FS system.
Well, I'm going to say back probably 15 years ago when I ran the ag division, maybe even longer than that, we were losing 5,000 to 10,000 acres of year to urban sprawl. So it was going into park districts or housings or something. So it didn't take me long on a calculator to figure out when I was out of a job. So we looked at alternatives and what other markets could we get into. And we did then get into the professional turf supply and able to supply our market with great products to grow grass. And we took all the wonderful things that we knew in the agricultural world and just brought them to the people growing turf.
As you call on these turf managers, whether they be a sports turf manager or a golf course superintendent or park district person, a lot of them have come from agricultural backgrounds. You know, they grew up on a family farm and have since ventured into the turf world. So a lot of these people are already familiar with the FS system, which is very interesting.
We get called several names. We're either Conserve or we're FS, so people still know the FS logo.
It seems like you've been very successful to have these, when you're talking about these major sports teams as your clients.
We take care of our customers. We're there to partner up with them. I think if you talk to any of them, Bears, Cubs, Milwaukee. You know, we're there, besides selling them products, we're there also to help them. So if they have something going on with their turf, our certified turf salespeople can go in there and help them. And sometimes it's turning the irrigation off or turning the irrigation on more.
The other thing that we do in ConservFS is we go in and we don't sell just ourselves as a person. We go in and sell the concept of a team effort, such that if any one of us is not available at the time, they can call Jim, and Jim will get in touch with any one of us certified turf specialists to go down and look at a problem. Because when they walk out on their field that morning and discover they have a problem, they need somebody there right away, whether it's a person that's actually been calling on them all along or it's another certified turf specialist that Jim dispatches that day.
Now, is ConservFS the only FS member cooperative that provides these kind of turf-related services?
There are other member companies that have certified turf specialists on staff. I want to say there's probably another 8 member companies that have certified turf people that sell turf products.
And then, as far as I know, too, Jim, I think, don't they sell to a lot of minor league teams?
Correct. Pretty much anywhere there's a minor league team, somewhere in the system has a small turf division that's able to help those people.
That's a great niche market for the FS system to serve there. Really, guys, that's the only specific questions that I have. Is there anything else that either one of you would like to add?
Well, you know, besides dealing with your pro teams, there are big names to say out there that you deal with them. It's only 2 acres worth of turf, where you could have a high school that might have 30 acres of turf. They'll need just as much hand-holding as the Chicago Cubs or the Chicago Bears. We try to treat them all like their owners, and we're more there to help them than to necessarily sell a product and jam it down their throat.
And I'd have to say that irregardless of whether, you know, we're dealing with a professional athlete or just that little child that's getting into AYSO soccer at age 5 or whatever, all athletes, irregardless of their age, deserve a safe playing field, because who knows, you know, that may be the future star, you know, several years down the road. So you've got to make sure that every playing field is safe for every child, young adult, or older adult.
Yeah, Cindy, when you look at a ball field, you know, you don't know, you know, is that a college field? Is that a high school field? Is it a church field? And who plays on it? Is it, you know, all the way from the Little League all the way up to sometimes, you know, some inner city leagues and all kinds of things? And we try to treat that field to try to make it the best playing surface and work with the guy who's got to maintain it. We say a lot of times that the groundskeeper is the MVP before the game even started.
Well, thank you very much for letting us know more about the turf-related services that are offered by ConservFS and some other member cooperatives in the FS system. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.